Beginning current daven sech the Shabbos of Kuf Chatzes. We begin Amud Beis. We begin with Tez the Masel. Tez begins the words of Gemara. Mishish Leschus Avis. Someone has the merits of his fathers. Tez can explain. What do you actually explain before Takana says? Because the Gemara said whoever has Leschus Avis means not afraid of punishment. Let him let his blood on even Mondays and Thursdays. But a regular person shouldn't, because then you have Bezen Shalmala, which is every day they're judging, and Bezen Shalmata, which are Mondays and Thursdays. Really, a person shouldn't do it. Now, what's bothering Tais is that's after Takana says it. What's before Takana says that they used to judge every single day? That's what Tais says. But Kain Takana says before Ezra was Masakin that the court should convene on every Monday and Thursday. Even though they used to judge every single day that they needed to, but they didn't have a set schedule to sit every single day. Therefore, it was less. Here, they always open up the courts every Monday and Thursday. Therefore, that's considered a more precarious day because of the judgment that's on above and below, and therefore one shouldn't do something as dangerous as bloodletting on those days. That's a problem on Tuesdays because you have the Mazel of Mars at Zugis on Pierce. Tosfos can explain, well, why isn't there a problem about Wednesday too? Because Tosfos explained, you also can have on Wednesdays the Mazel of Mars towards the end of the day in a pier, in the even number. And that's just taste, but the sages weren't so concerned for this, because they ain't derech lahakas kokach basamach lalayla, just like we're not concerned at nighttime, we were not concerned if it's very close to nighttime, and therefore they was only concerned for Tuesday, not for Wednesday. The next is Master begins with the Gemara Deleka Arba Basre, where there's no four afterward, which Tais come to explain that the interpretation is the way Rashi says, because Shmuel says Wednesday that there's no quote Arba la'achrav, it's a danger to do hagaz on that day, which Tais explains means she'in dal yomim at seif achaydish, means there's no more 4 days from this Wednesday until the end of the month, because the person like Rashi explains. Because Tais explains, you can't say Revi B'Shabbos. It can't mean to say there's no other Wednesday after this Wednesday, because the Hadal who asked him Abu already said, if it's a Wednesday, that it's the 24th of the month. Hainu like Revi B'Astray, there's no more Wednesday after this, because it's already into the next month. So therefore, it must mean that there's not 4 more days to the end of the month. The next Tais Master wins with the Gemara, May Reishi B'Zuzi. 100 heads buy for the price of a Zuz, May Kari B'Zuzi. 100 gourds also for the price of a Zuz. Which, to explain what's teaching of Rav. Because based on Argus, the way Rashi explains, it means to say, if you get 100 heads for very cheap for a Zuz, fine, then buy it. But more than that, not. And so too, the gourds are also, they're not so healthy, so therefore only if you get it for a Zuz. Now, Tais says, Lepish, according to his tame, according to Rashi's interpretation, it's a wonder. Mashaychacha, what does this have to do with Agamor over here? Where does this come in? V'rachkaras, but the Rabbein Chanan has a gear, so it may a karni bezuzi, with a nun over there. 100 karni for a zuz, which is 100 lancets, Mefarshin explains like this: says may reishi 100 heads. What that refers to is not heads of animals, but may reishi bnei adam 100 heads of people. Which, as Tais explains, shal yamin cuts of lasap, but there was a set custom for the barber, like a lech bezuz, he would give haircuts for 100 people for a zuz. There was also a custom 100 of the blood letters. Lahakas bezuz is also let the blood for 100 people for a zuz. Like we find this terminology of the umna, the blood letter has this karna, that was his tool he used, brought later on in Dhamma Bays. That's what's saying, that's for 100. Now, Avameya Safame, here's not the lips of animals, the Rashi says, but 100 lips means lasak and the safa to fix the mustache. The barber, besides cutting the hair, he also cuts the mustache. Bavale klum, that's for nothing, as Tais explains, the beschar giluach vakaza, because for the price he charged for cutting the hair and for bloodletting, he masak and the safa, he would also cut the mustache. Ubiyem shay masak and safame, he threw that into the bundle, to the deal. So the day that he would trim his mustache, lohay netakum, he wouldn't take anything because it's ready from the previous charge. Therefore, that became a mashal, a parable. The komisha yoga, but like all the other schar, whoever would put an effort and not get anything out of it, they would call it the day of the lips. Meaning, just like the barber already got paid, now when he's trimming the mustache, not getting anything, and he could be doing it again and again, and he's not getting anything yet. That's why it was called yemin de sefame, which that takes them to next tizim maschal, which is similarly the day yemin the mafagri rabbanan. Which what does this mean? He says that when the students weren't learning. So called Yomid the Pagri, they're called Yomid the Safami, which again is like there's no gain. So Rashi explains more, but laziness, Tais says Toshikach, it means when they're weak. But Yimischalchen, they didn't have energy, but Yochel Migris, they couldn't learn. Because it's like you find the Pasuk at Shmuel Alf, it's the Yird of David, who, the Abimeus Ish, that David and him were the 400 men, but Yamdu Messiah Isha Shapogru, Ma'avres Nachal Abasa, and you had the 200 men that were Pagru from traveling over, meaning that they were weak from traveling, they couldn't travel anymore. You see that the word Mefagri is from being weak, and therefore the Bachim couldn't learn, and therefore they call it this Yemen the Pagri, they call it Yemen the Sefami. The next day is not that when the words of the Gemara, whatever said in the Parsha of the rebuke, which was from Yechezkel to the Jewish people. Shai's going to explain that what's the source for the teaching to permit all these things to a child born on Shabbos is not actually the Xerus HaKas of itself, meaning all these different things that was not done for them in Egypt, Hashem does for the Jewish people, so those things can be done for a child on Shabbos. Now, says Tais Lam Mikram Afik, we're not really learning from the Pasuk. It's not, no way does it tell us that you can do the same thing for a child. Rather, we could presume, since it's mentioned in the rebuke that the Jewish people to appreciate what Hashem does for them, and obviously it's coming to tell us that it's pain if it's not done. And that the sages were lenient to do on Shabbos for a child because of the tzar. Because there's no biblical violation to doing these things. It's only rabbinic. Rabbanu were mekel as many times because of the tzar of the child to do that on Shabbos. Hanloch mefanu. Shall we turn to the 18th parak in Masechtas Shabbos with Taisus.